Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. No matter what you're selling, such that we can all shift the way the world sees salespeople. Because let's be honest, let's call it what it is. Most people don't like salespeople. Sales is a dirty word. A lot of organizations I see and people in sales don't even use the word salesperson or sales in their title. They come up with other things like business development rep or account executive or, you know, enrollment specialist, all of these things to hide the fact that it's actually sales. You're actually persuading somebody and convincing someone to take action. And why is that? Why do we hide that? Because sales is dirty. There's people in our history, in our past, in our current that have ruined it and given this bad impression. And if we can all band together, if we can create a million or more authentic persuaders out there in the world, then we will shift that. If you remember, week one, if you caught that one, session number one, I'm following basically the framework from the book, and it's authentic persuasion. A lot of people come to me and say they want the persuasion part, right? Like they want the persuasion piece, but they don't care about the authentic part, or they just want tactics. They just want strategies. They just want those things that will help them in some way close that deal. What can I say? What can I do? How do I get someone to buy? What kind of strategies can I use? And that's great, but it doesn't matter. And I'll keep saying this because I think it's so important, is that if you have those things, if I give you the best tools in the world and you literally don't know what to do with them, it won't matter. If you don't have the foundation in place, all the tools in the world won't help you. If you don't have the foundation in place and the understanding of golf and how golf works and having a good swing, the best golf clubs in the world will not make a difference in your hands. And what's interesting is that actually substandard golf clubs or mediocre golf clubs in a professional's hands will work much better because they have the fundamentals. The tool matters at a high level, but at some point they will get the job done no matter what tool they have in their hand. That's why I'm focusing on you. That's why these first five sessions are all about you. That's why the first part of the book is about you, because you have to work on your foundation so that you can bring that authentic piece and be an effective sales professional for you and with you and understanding it. That's why last week, session number four, was all about you and your strengths and your weaknesses. So we talked a lot about it. Make sure to check that out. Its replay is available on social media as well as in the Authentic Persuasion Show podcast. I'm putting those up there by Monday of the following week. So make sure to check that out. And it was all about you acknowledging your strengths, looking at your strengths, embracing who you are, and what makes you unique and special. Because the thing is, obviously, you've got to use that power in a way that's effective in sales, but being who you are and using your strengths and having conversations with people, with you being you, will always work, right? Always work. When you're authentic and transparent and honest and real about who you are, what you like, what you don't like, then it will always work. And the reason why I can say it will always work is that even if you think something is not effective in sales, if you're honest about it and you know how to sell and close deals, it will always work, right? So even me, my biggest thing, and I mentioned this last week, is that I'm really into spreadsheets and data. As a buyer, I like to have lots of information with no pressure. If I sell that same way, that is okay, but I've got to understand that's not going to be the most effective. So I've got to balance that with, I like facts and figures, but more than anything, I want people like myself to feel safe. And I'm actually going to talk about that a lot next week as we start to dive into them, to consumers, to your prospects, to the actual sales process, right? My goal is to help them feel safe. And so those other things are tools, but fundamentally, I want them to feel safe.